Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm speaking of dysfunctional. I'm only kidding. My good buddy from VSiN, which is the Vegas Information Sports Network, and formerly Statistics Network, Vegas.
No, it's VSiN, like Sin City. Vegas Stats and Information Network.
Why can't I get this right?
I know. I feel like I'm talking to a Jets general manager.
Yeah, I am. I'm sounding a lot like a Jets general manager. You got a good point. Our buddy Ron Flatter from the Vegas Stats Information Network.
Yeah. You got it almost right. Yeah.
I got to write it down. That's my biggest problem.
Vegas Stats and Information Network. Use only as directed.
Well, did the stats or the information or anything else have you cashing War of Will tickets today?
Yeah, I hit the double with Catholic Boy and War of Will, and I had War of Will across the board. So, yeah, I lost a little money during the day, made some money yesterday, hit the pick three yesterday, ending with the Black Eyed Susan, and so I think I'm going to come out of here with a little more than I came in with.
That's a very good thing. I'm glad to hear it.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So there you go.
I know that Bodie Express went up on his front legs, coming right out of the gate. John Velasquez got thrown. Luckily, no injuries involved, so that was a good thing. And Bodie Express, which was weird to see, but you and I have gone to enough races to watch enough races. Sometimes loose horses can actually have an effect on the race. It seemed to me like he didn't have any, so it's a troubleless Preakness. Almost seems like a letdown after the Kentucky Derby.
I was thinking about, other than the Bodie Express, you know, circling the track and doing pretty well with a 126-pound weight allowance, that it was a pretty normal Preakness other than that. And if you go back and look, I mean, War of Will, I mean, think about some of these things we say about the Preakness all the time. You know, new shooters, the reason they're new shooters is they weren't good enough to be in the Kentucky Derby. And you start to go through that, and here are the stats. 32 of the last 36 Preaknesses have been won by Derby horses. However, 18 of the last 22 have had a new shooter hit the board. And after War of Will, the next four were new shooters before you got to the favorite Improbable finishing sixth. So there was certainly money to be made here. I never thought Everfast, the second longest shot on the board, had a shot of getting there, but he certainly proves the axiom that new shooters may not be able to win, but they can certainly make some money for you. And if you had, you know, if you had the exact $1 ticket paid $473.50. So that, you know, not bad coin.
Yeah, I had no part of Everfast. Someone called earlier and said that he had him across the board. I said, more power to you. If the horse had pulled a Mr. Ed and told me himself that he was going to run second, I would have shook my head and say, no, you're not. I had no chance on Everfast. But War of Will comes back after being the horse that was supposedly fouled in the Kentucky Derby, draws into the rail again. Perfect ride by Tyler Gaffleone today. Stayed inside the entire time. And when the lane opened up, he had the horse to be able to do it. Do we discount it all because after the raucous Kentucky Derby we had, the winner today had probably the best trip that anyone could possibly draw up before the race starts?
He did, but I also think he was much the best. I mean, look, he won by a length and a quarter over Everfast. I think Everfast was benefited to a certain degree because the pace was honest up front and closers were going to benefit from that. And if you think of War of Will, I mean, he was never more than 3.5 lengths off the lead. So in some ways that kind of worked against him. And he still managed to win the race. That's how I look at it. And let's not forget, War of Will two races ago in the Louisiana Derby was a beaten odds on favorite, but remember he spun his wheels at the gate, had a slight muscle pull. They scoped him pretty quickly and found out it wasn't that bad. So they were able to get him back for the Derby. This is a pretty stout horse. For him to go through what he's gone through and then to come up with this victory, very impressive to me. Mark Cassie admits, you know, his trainer, that, you know, they put him on grass to begin with as a two-year-old, didn't break his maiden until his fifth race when they put him on dirt. And even then it was the slop at Churchill. Then he came back, won a couple of graded stakes, the LeCompte and the Risen Star, and then had that fizzer in the Indiana Derby. So maybe we were underestimating this horse a little bit for a while and putting too much stock in a race that we should draw a line through now, the Louisiana Derby.
Yeah, what was
I really
the,
think he was much the best.
What was the explanation out of the Louisiana Derby?
Well, remember he spun his wheels at the gate. It was like he couldn't get any traction. And when he did that, he suffered a slight muscle pull. And it was never enough that they were going to, for a day maybe, they thought, well, maybe he can't get to the Kentucky Derby. And then it was like, well, it wasn't that bad. And but he just never got out of the gate, which certainly made you think, all right, he comes to the Derby, he draws the rail, kiss of death there. But if you looked at how he got out of the gate in the Derby, he was terrific. And he got into great position before the first turn. I mean, they weren't even 350 yards into the race when I think he was running second at that point and had a clear path along the rail. It helped that, of course, a scratch made the rail the number two post. Remember,
right.
The one gate was empty. So that didn't hurt. But then when he drew the rail this time, Cassie was never, I talked to him a couple times during the week, and he was never alarmed about the rail here. I mean, it's not as bad a situation here with 13 horses and you have a pretty clear path. You're not, basically running through open space and then possibly into the rail like you can at Churchill Downs. And it was pretty efficient the way Gaffalione did it because he kind of stayed. He was stalked. I mean, the whole way around, he wanted to have Warrior's Charge in his sights but never try to lead him. Remember, Warrior's Charge came in for Brad Cox as a speed horse. And so he basically followed Warrior's Charge around. And what Tyler said after the race was, when Warrior's Charge made the turn and started to go out, and he said he went out, 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 that left the rail for him. And so the ground-saving trip was left to him really as a gift from Warrior's Reward. And then the rest of the way was history.
Did work quite well for him. Do you believe that horse racing karma worked well for Mark Cassie? The story came out after the fact that after the Kentucky Derby, yes, Tyler Gaffalione wanted to say, I believe I was interfered with. He wanted to put in a jockey's objection. And Mark Cassie said, well, we finished eighth, so we're going to move up to seventh. No, I don't want to be the guy who takes down the Kentucky Derby winner, who is much the best on the day. And he told him not to put in the jockey's objection, which I thought was the right thing and the class thing to do. Do you believe there's a little karma coming back his way today with his win here in the Preakness?
Yeah, he said he didn't feel that way. And it's interesting, if you listen to how he reacted both to the wheel-spinning, muscle-pulling episode at the fairgrounds and then how he reacted to the foul situation, Cassie said he was thankful in each case. He was thankful that he had recovery so quickly from the problems in Louisiana, that he was thankful, as he put it a few minutes ago, that they didn't have the worst horse racing disaster in history, as he said, could have happened had War of Will flipped heels with Maximum Security and created a chain reaction in the biggest race in America. Now, okay, it didn't happen. We go from there. So he said he was thankful. He wasn't using the word revenge, but let's be real. I mean, sometimes revenge is served warm, and it can be tasty, and it can be sweet. And for those who were backing War of Will at the Derby and felt that they had a bad beat in some ways, you could argue, and I would say, no, he wasn't going to win that race. But now you don't even have to worry about it here. And so I would say, yeah, this was redemption, even if they don't want to use the word.
And if you stuck with them, yes, you got paid off pretty nicely today at 6-1. All right, last question, and why not finish up with an unfair question? 20 days out, give me the exact field of the Belmont Stakes.
We know three. War of Will, Everfast is going to come back for Dale Romans, the runner-up here. And Signalman for Ken McPeak, finished ninth here, never a factor in the race, but felt like, okay, well, we got to run into him. So those three we know are coming in. Then you start to look at Derby horses coming back. Will they come to the Belmont? We know Maximum Security, the West say that they'll race anyone, but apparently they don't want to race anyone in an organized race. They want to come up with one of their own, whatever. Country House, I guess he's down for the count because of his cough, but we'll wait and see what Bill Mott has to say there. And then we go from there. Off the top of my head,
Tacitus?
I can't
Does Mott come back with Tacitus?
You would think, don't you? And I think he did say that at the time at the Derby 2 weeks ago. So we'll have to wait and see. He didn't have a horse in this race today. So, yeah, that makes sense, doesn't it?
Well,
and you start to think of horses like that get
Will, and I'm not sure if we took out Ronnie on the line, will Baffert bring someone in from the West Coast for potentially going to Derby? It's not going to be improbable. They're going to give that horse some time off. But could Game Winner or any of Baffert's other charges make the trip to New York?
Yeah, that's a good question. Baffert was pretty brief, I guess, after the race because he felt like his horse today, Improbable, was keyed up and never really got settled. Although I didn't see that out in the saddling area, but apparently Baffert saw something after the fact. So to be continued there. Not sure. I don't know the answer to that. A lot of these questions will be posed at barn sessions in the morning. And Cassie's already let everyone know he's going to be there at 6 a.m. So, Jody, might be one fewer drink for me on the evening here in Baltimore.
Flat Man, always a pleasure, buddy. Thanks for the insights. We'll talk to you again in 3 weeks. It's almost a local call. You won't have to worry about springing for any charges. Thanks, bud.
Yeah, and Vegas Stats and Information
Vegas
Network.
Stats and Information Network, he is, Ron Flatter. And he always gives us the best recaps live from the Triple Crown Races. Flatman, talk to you in a couple weeks.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.